I do just want to mention this, BT. We were talking about this during the break. I saw some news on the New York Post. Knicks are going to have a new radio play-by-play guy, and it's a big year for the Knicks, and maybe some people don't care about this stuff, but radio play-by-play specifically for teams used to be a major thing.
Yes.
And would be a long-term job. Well, I mean, the Knicks have had quite a bit of turnover in recent years, but Ed Cohen, who was an intern here, I don't know if
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ed Cohen was an intern here, and then he was doing play-by-play for Manhattan and stuff, but I became friendly with him years ago because he interned, actually, I think, after I got hired. I forget the exact year, but he was named the voice of the Knicks in 2017 on the radio, did a great job, and, dude, unfortunately, he had a medical condition that something that involved his voice. It had to take him off the air last year. He tried to come back, and it just wasn't the same, and now they have to replace him. Tyler Murray, I think, is the kid that they hired. He's 34 years old, lifelong Knick fan, was doing radio and in Boston, like whatever, behind the, you know, minor league Red Sox games in college. So, I mean, good luck to Murray, but I just, my heart breaks for Ed Cohen. That's the dream job. You grow up, you intern at the Fan, you want to be play-by-play, you're doing Manhattan
Absolutely.
Basketball, you get the Knicks radio job, and the Knicks are on their way to being very good again, and yeah, a medical condition, oh, God, that sucks. So,
that saddens me.
It does make me sad, and I love that. He was always a great kid, and obviously he's not a kid anymore, but mm-hmm. breaks my heart to hear that. I feel bad for Ed.
I don't know him as long as you do. I know him a little bit. I did some Big Three stuff with him on TV, on CBS.
Right.
Talented guy. Hung out with him a few times in some cities. I didn't know the extent of the of the medical ailment. I heard a lot of different voices. I thought Pat O'Keefe was good.
I liked him last year with Monica McNutt. I listened a lot.
Monica's great.
Monica is a superstar. And so I would listen because I'm rushing home to get these games.
Oh,
I had
yeah.
the first quarter or whatever on the radio. So I heard a lot of O'Keefe and Monica, and I thought they did a great job.
I watch or listen to every Knick game. So, like, I don't even mean the playoffs. I mean just, like, whether it was Cohen there or the other guys filling in and Monica. So the crazy thing about this is, and this goes back to 2011, Murray, and I don't know him,
yeah.
We wish him the best, and I guess he's a Knicks fan growing up.
That's what he said, lifelong Knicks fan, yeah.
He's not from Boston, is he?
No, it said lifelong Knicks. I don't know where he started.
He's not from Boston.
All I saw was lifelong Knicks fan. I was like, okay.
All right, then he's from here.
Check,
all right,
yeah.
good. So we welcome him. If not, we protest.
Yeah, right.
But O'Keefe, let's see, if you count O'Keefe a little bit, it's since 2011. You've
right.
had Spiro Dedis.
Right.
All right.
He left or he got canned? I forget what happened.
I think there was an incident, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
So
I don't want to talk out of school. I know there was
he
an incident. I don't know what if that was the reason why.
Right, because he might have left to take
then
the
he went
Lakers
to do football.
Job.
I believe that you're right.
It was either he left the Lakers job to get this, but he replaced Chick Hearn. Spiro Dedis replaced Chick Hearn to get the Lakers play-by-play
and
job.
And he does CBS TV, too.
Yes,
so
now
I,
he does
I think
football,
it was just
yeah.
a lot of juggle and whatever.
He was also an intern here many years ago.
Was he?
My time, yeah.
Mike Crispino.
I heard Spiro, one story I'll tell about Spiro, and I never liked him because of this. I never met him personally.
Oh.
And he's fine
Ooh.
On the air.
A little beef here?
Well, yeah, I'm going to give you some insight.
Ooh, okay.
So, as, you know, Let's as go. An intern, you had a job. Like, you would either have to answer the phones, cut the tape, whatever they told you to do, you did.
Yeah.
I told you my attitude. If they asked me to lick the dirt off of Francesca's shoe, I was going to do it. I mean, disgusting or not, that was just my attitude. I needed that.
I
didn't
you.
Go to Syracuse. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, but Spiro, like, somebody told me the story one time. They asked him to, like, hey, can you cut this tape or whatever? And he's like, I don't do that. I'm talent.
There's no, as an intern?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just telling you the story that I heard.
Okay,
if nobody's lying up the ranks, I wouldn't think, but something
who told
along
you this?
Those lines.
Was it like an Eric Spitz
remember.
Type, like a former boss, somebody on the air?
Could have been somebody, maybe an update anchor. I'm not going to name names here.
I can maybe name them.
But anyway.
Was it Mr. Met? Was it Minko? Was it Ackerman?
I don't know how accurate that story is, but I heard it many, many years ago, and I never let that go because I hate the term talent anyway.
Yeah.
But imagine as an intern. And anyway, look, to Spiro's credit, he's turned into
a lot.
He's a legitimate play-by-play guy.
But there's been a lot of, for a prestigious microphone, there's been a lot of play-by-play voices for different reasons. For the Knicks.
I know.
I used to fall asleep to that. Oh, man.
You did some games yourself.
I don't know, 10 or 11 Knick games. I was just filling in, though, for Crispino. And
Crispino was the main guy at that point?
No, I'm sorry. It was Gus Johnson. So the way it was set up, like, Gus was the... Yeah, it was Gus and John Andres. Rest in peace, John.
Right.
Love you. And they would do the radio, and Breen was doing TV, and Crispino would float back and forth. Like, if Gus had a boxing assignment,
right.
then Mike might jump into the radio booth with John. If Breen had a Friday night ESPN game, then Crispino might jump into TV. And it just so happened they were desperate, and they wound up asking me to do 11 games. So I have somehow finagled my way into both the Yankee and the Knick booth.
I mean, God bless you.
Watch out. Yeah, right. Who does the Islanders? Who's, oh, that's Burke. He's good. Yeah,
he's terrific.
I don't think I could take his
job. Anyway, I just feel bad for Ed Cohen. Good for Tyler Murray. Congratulations. And we're excited as anybody for the upcoming Knicks season. But I just feel bad for Ed Cohen.
I'm happy you saw. I did not see that. You beat me to that. But all right, there you go.